We learn the difference between a bad guy and a bad person. Queen Fable tells no tales. And who does a girl have to blow up to get an invite to the Legion of Doom? We don't care about what people think, but we do care about what you think. And that ass. We are talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 7, The Line. The AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm just saying, we care about that ass. That's all
yes.
I'm saying. I mean, at least Kite
Everywhere.
Man does.
Everywhere.
Kite Man cares
like
about that
Kite
ass.
Man.
Kite Man is...
He is so sweet.
He's on my radar.
See, this
I
is...
just saying.
This is what's wrong.
What?
He's with relationships,
he's
this is
yeah,
wrong.
Exactly.
He's
with
Joker. Exactly.
And people want a Kite Man in the end. Once we mature.
Well, once you figure it out.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that 69 on his door was very appropriate.
He was
behavior.
Trying. He was trying. There's he's, a certain
no
charm
one's
about
perfect.
Him.
Yes. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. This is what's wrong. This is how we are raising our women, and hopefully not all of them. However, the ones on this panel, if you don't know this panel, then you don't know Harley Quinn, because we are talking DC's Harley Quinn, Season 1, Episode 7, The Line. And, of course, to do so, we need an illustrious panel. All the way to my left's left, Jeff Williams is in the building.
What's
Jeff.
Up, guys? My name is Jeff. People call me Jeffy Fresh.
Jeffy Fresh?
Yeah, Jeffy Fresh.
Okay, fine. Tatiana, if we have to use your correct name. Because we're usually on a panel with Jeff, and now Tatiana
it's
has
okay.
stepped in.
Tatiana Marisa.
Yeah,
yes.
Tatiana, who is the queen of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You are a Harley Quinn.
I am.
I know this.
In the mind and
about
everything,
you.
Yeah.
And of course, to your right, but however, still to my left, the Rotten Tomato herself, Chauncey okay. K. Robinson.
That works, I'll take it. Hi.
That was nice. That
yeah.
was nice.
The Rotten Tomato herself.
Yeah, the Rotten Tomato. You are a Rotten Tomato writer, correspondent.
Critic, yes.
Critic. Mm-hmm. I knew you were something negative. And here's
wow.
the thing. On this panel, of course, there is I am me. Me is Tehran. I am Tehran. I will be hosting and paneling alongside this illustrious panel as we talk all things DC's Harley Quinn, Season 1, Episode 7, The Line. We will break it down as thus. We have seen Queen Fables before, but not like this. Queen of Fables comes free. Ivy is green with envy, or is she? Ivy and Kite Man, I think that's all our favorite storyline.
Yes.
The Line. Is it the line that you would ever cross? Cord Industries, the caper, Praxis, and his power. I'm sorry. I can't think of Praxis without laughing.
I agree.
That was just the... Okay. We have some news and gossip, of course. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And our special segment, How Harley Are You?, where we discuss how Harley you are from this episode. And we have our voice of God, Ryan, the producer extraordinaire, is in the back.
That's
holding
right.
it down.
And I was even thinking of a new name for Chauncey. I mean, not Chauncey, Tatiana. It would be a Harley Queen.
Yes, ooh, Ryan. I know you think they
good.
All look alike, but trust me, they are different
wow.
people. Here's
so
the
bad.
Thing. Let's
so
get into your
bad.
Overall thoughts on this episode. Jeff
I don't
Williams.
Think that.
He just had to clarify.
That's not what I
don't know, Ryan. This isn't the first time you've
Ryan, we
mixed
like you.
Up a
we
couple
like
of people of color. That's all I'm saying,
wow.
Ryan. That's all I'm saying.
Ryan, we like
but
you.
But then again, listen, to be fair, Ryan has done that with a lot of different people.
I'm going to hardly quit when I'm ahead.
But I'm out.
What was the other one you said before the show started?
So bad.
Can't hardly wait for the show.
King of bad jokes.
Yeah,
King
that's
of
what
bad
you.
Jokes.
If you don't know Ryan and I, we are the dynamic duo. You need to check us out on a variety of shows. We came off Watchmen and more to come. So make sure to check that out. Tati, what was your overall thoughts on this episode? Episode 7, Season 1 of DC's Harley Quinn, The Line.
So much blood. So much blood. I think this was the goriest. Yeah, that sound effect was literally the entire episode.
I felt like the first episode had a lot of blood. I
it
feel
did.
Like this wasn't
no, violent. This had a wolf in it. Pigs were eating people. Are you kidding me? This was the episode of the blood.
Yeah, well,
that
that's
was my
why
overall
you
thought.
Shouldn't eat pork. I don't know. Chauncey, overall
yeah,
thoughts?
I really like this episode. I thought it walked the line, as it was called, the line, because of, you know, with Queen of Fables. And I really like that we have Frank back, our plant guy. Prank. I love
Frank.
We still didn't find out where he disappeared to.
Well, he's back.
He goes. He comes back. He's on his own thing. And of course, you know, all the plants have names. Lack of affordable housing that destroyed Gotham.
Yes.
I like that.
That
those
was
little
good, though. And this show is woke.
What destroyed? Yeah. Queen of Fables almost destroyed Gotham. No, actually, lack of affordable housing. That's what destroyed Gotham.
Let's really talk about
it. A lot of good things. Exactly. A lot of good things in this episode. As always, there's a lot of secret, fun, subliminal jokes that are all, you feel like you're on the inside joke of everything as the show goes on. Of course, Praxis was one of my favorite, because it's one of those, I bet you didn't see that coming. One of those moments where Praxis was speaking, and of course, Queen of Fables just kills him right at the end. Like,
yes.
So like, just
and they just leave it in frame.
Reassure
his head
you that
there.
She's back.
It was so sad what she did to Humpty Dumpty. She's like, wow.
Listen, we're going to talk about Queen of Fables. Let's get into that conversation right now, because Queen of Fables is bad. Not just bad, yeah. but real
she's,
bad. And I
trust
to explain
bad.
This. Yes, in the bloodline bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we saw Praxis. Like, oh man, I almost forgot this one. She just kills Praxis. Or it's so rude.
I felt guilty for laughing.
It was so hilarious. Like, Praxis is giving a speech, and Harley's like compassionate, yeah, and affectionate, and like feeling bad. And Praxis, like, yeah, you did. You avenged.
He's like, I can finally live dead. My life, and then he just dies.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on Queen of Fables?
She's my favorite. She's one of my favorites.
Wanda Sykes.
Yes. Also because of it's Wanda Sykes, but also because I feel like she is the epitome of the bad guy.
Yeah.
Literally. No lines, no boundaries, nothing. She's all of it.
She has like the worst power though. It's like the best worst power.
No, I feel like that is the coolest power.
Yeah,
because
it's a great
look
power.
How many people she pulled from her book. I mean, they could pretty much conquer the world.
I bet you Humpty Dumpty doesn't think that was a good
he
power.
He could feed the world.
Yo, she was like, oh, and Shark was so happy.
I loved her reactions to everything she was doing. The other crew's reaction was just amazing, because they were throwing up. They were like, wow, this is too much.
I would be Shark. I would be the one throwing
right?
up.
Like,
when she brought out the pigs, again, that was over.
I felt like Humpty Dumpty was the word, because she brought out Humpty Dumpty, and Shark was so excited, and then she just still like broke him in half, starts staring. Eggs anyway. And then when she was cooking the eggs, she'd like destroy them more.
He was still alive. I think he regenerates. Like, yeah. Basically, she just keeps killing him, or he's alive while she's doing it.
I mean, she kept bringing different. She kept bringing different,
like,
different characters to life. Like, even the little mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Cinderella's
yeah.
mouse.
Cinderella's mouse.
Che Guevara mouse,
yeah,
right?
And
there.
He like threw a cigarette. And Char's like, do you think he can do it now? Like, she seems to be very evil.
Yeah, I like the fact that she was a good contrast. I think it drove home the thing that what Poison Ivy was saying was like, bad guy versus good person. Like, you can be a villain, but then, you know, Harley Quinn has always had that kind of line of, I have my moments. But I felt like Queen of Fables was more on the Joker level. Not that it's like high or low, but like she's in Joker's plane of like,
no, she's worse
anybody.
Than Joker.
I don't know. Yeah, I think in a certain iteration, Joker has been pretty bad.
I feel like, and I'll tell you why. There's an honor amongst thieves.
Okay.
And Joker always stays Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of Fables is just, you can't predict Queen of Fables.
She's a loose cannon.
Because she's so bad, she just does bad things. Now, Joker will do things within the realm of the Jokerness that exists. You know what Joker's willing to do and what he's not willing to do. There are little things. Like, Queen of Fables looks like she the type to go molest kids just because it's illegal.
No,
like,
I think
Joker, to bring it there.
I feel like there's similarity between them, because Joker represents chaos to Batman's order, right?
Sure.
So to me, I don't necessarily think Joker. I think the only way Joker is predictable is in his relation to Batman. I think in all other ways, he can be out of, you know, left field a lot too. I just think what Queen of Fables did is that she like vocalizes her chaos.
I think Queen of Fables is way more. I think she's more physical than Joker.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Joker has his henchmen carry out all of these, all of his dastardly plans, but Queen of Fables does everything pretty much herself. Like,
yeah,
she kills everybody herself.
Sure,
all this.
But even when you see Joker, Joker robs a bank. Joker robs, you know, Star Industries. Joker goes, but Joker's not going to just like pickpocket someone. That's just not Joker style. It's just not, It's just not with him. But Queen of Fables is going to pickpocket you. She's going to steal your shoes. Like, she's the person. She's just mean.
I think she has world domination on her mindset.
That is. That is. Know? No friends. No family. It's just her.
Yeah, that is what makes her so sinister, almost. And I feel like in certain aspects of Joker, he can be just as sinister. I mean, we've seen it. Like, he crippled Barbara Gordon.
In sure, one, but within the you know, confines of this is Barbara Gordon. This wasn't like I went around and crippling random people.
No, she Praxis had a reason to kill those
had
people.
No reason to die.
No, I think it was down to the bloodline. Because she explains it in the episode.
What she said?
They saw, the guy originally saw them, and then she had to kill him because he saw them, and then the other people saw her kill him, and then she had to kill them too. To
okay, but here's the thing.
This makes complete sense.
Okay, so now we know who you are.
She did not think about it.
Now we know who you are.
No, she did not think about it. I feel like the Joker is more planned. Okay, even in his chaos.
Plan within chaos.
Yes, plan within chaos. He knows if I do this, this is going to happen. If I do this, this is going to happen.
Organized noise.
Yeah, with Queen of Fables, she's like, oh, this dude saw us. I'm going to kill him. Oh, shoot, there's other people watching. Now I have to kill all of them. Is there anybody left?
Like, but was she not proven right in the end that you have to kill the whole bloodline?
No.
That was a real rule.
Who knew Jason Praxis would go and touch
she
a fence
did.
And get all these
you
powers?
You killed the bloodline. Like, we've seen that before. You got it. Everyone has the son comes back to avenge the father. That's a rule. You got to kill everybody.
That's a lot of people.
You got to kill the whole family.
That's a lot of people.
My thing is this.
They were all there, though.
The thing about chaos.
Family reunions, better watch out.
Chaos is fair. Chaos is fair.
Okay.
I don't think Queen of Fables is fair.
I don't necessarily agree.
It's a ladder.
Here's what?
Sorry. That was a quote from Game of Thrones. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Wrong show. Wrong show. We were talking DC. DC. If you had a quote from The Flash, you're on The Flash. You dressed up like The Flash. I mean, you have Flash.
I love this.
Flashness of you. Do you have any Flash quotes, Brian?
I'm gone in a flash. I won't talk again.
All right, thank you, Brian. So, Queen of Fables is she's evil. She's bad.
Yeah.
Ivy tries to warn Harley how bad she is. She doesn't like you. Don't want Queen Fables part of our crew because you know she gets freed from being a tax book, and of course Harley frees her. So you don't want her to be part of Crow. She's bad. Bad. Is Ivy right?
Yeah.
Is Queen of Fables too bad for the Harley Quinn crew?
I think so. I mean, she showed that Harley has a line. Harley won't kill innocent people or go off the script when it comes down to, you know, her heist.
I think overall, having Queen of Fables and Harley Quinn next to each other showed us how human Harley Quinn is and how relatable she is, actually, because she is not all psychopathic like Queen of Fables.
Although I did understand Queen of Fables' logic. I don't think it was like,
of course you did. Of course you did.
So you're the Joker and you're Queen of Fables.
No.
Is that what I'm getting? Is that the vibe? No. Okay.
I also see that you have an evil streak. I have seen this for myself.
Wow.
I have, you know, within my chaos, there's still order. Okay. However, you who are killed the family, killed the bloodline.
It made complete sense.
You'll kill the bloodline. Ivy seems jealous, but seems to be always looking out for Harley's best interest.
Yeah.
I don't think she's jealous. No. But I think she's looking out for her friend. Girl code.
Yeah. I think the thing about Ivy is that I really love the role they're having her play because she's not an active villain necessarily. She's like, I love the environment. And yes, I do certain things. Like,
I do.
You know.
I need to go do environment.
Yeah. She does. She's doing
Yeah, she went and did some environment, though.
She tried.
But I like the role that she plays. And I don't think it's a jealousy thing. I think it's more like she has her purpose and she just kind of wants Harley to find her purpose, too, outside of Joker. So she wants that same thing. And she, you know, Harley is like one of her few friends that isn't a plant.
She's like the voice of reason almost.
Yeah.
Like she's not in the problem. She's outside of it. So she can kind of see, you know, from a bird's eye view what's going on and give insight.
So are we liking Ivy and Kite? Is that something we're shipping? I'm shipping it all the way.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I'm shipping Kyvie.
I'm here for it.
Kyvie is...
No, that doesn't...
What are we calling it?
I don't like Kyvie.
Okay, what are you going to call it?
Ite. Okay. It's Ite.
Okay.
But I ain't shit.
No. I think that's funny. I'm there for that.
Ite?
Like, all right.
We want to know if at home if you're shipping
so funny.
Kite Man and Ivy. Let us know. Because, of course, you guys are, if not as much, more so a part of this panel than all of us. We appreciate your comments and everything that you all have to say. Thank you so much for being a part of our panel. No one else wants to fill out that, huh?
Aight.
Yeah, yeah,
and
go for
it. And make sure to subscribe on YouTube, give us ratings on iTunes, leave us a comment, and, you know, thank you so much for all your support.
We appreciate you. So, the line that won't be crossed. Harley will not cross that line. Harvey is a villain, but she's not a bad person.
She's not bad. She's just a villain. She wants what she wants. She wants credit. That's what she wants. She wants recognition.
Respect. She wants respect.
And, of course, to be in the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Are we still thinking she wants to be in the Legion of Doom just to get back at Joker, or is this something she wants to do?
I think it's both. I think she definitely wants to get back at Joker. Not only that, but I think she wants to see him again, but on his level, you know, as his equal, not as his, like, subservient.
I mean, they do break into the Court Industries and get this weather control device that they can't use because they don't know the password. Of course, they come back and Queen of Fables is there, ready to steal it from them. After her plan, by the way, was to kill everybody for no reason. It's just like, we go in there, okay, and then we murder everyone. And then, oh yeah, let's take that thing too. So she comes back and she has to deal with that. And once again, we see Harley will not cross the line. She spares Queen of Fables from Praxis without her even knowing. She puts on quite a show.
Which was a little weird line for me. I don't think I would have spared her. Did you just
because
see what
of what
she
happened?
Did? I don't
and
think I would have spared her.
Human.
This is who are you?
First and foremost, she was ready to, like, take people out. She kills Jason Praxis, you know?
Queen,
like,
of Fables does, yes.
Yes. Okay. I mean, it's very clear. I mean, she killed him after that, but I think
and
like,
she warns Harley twice, says, you're gonna just keep me, let me live?
Yeah, and it's just like, at least put her in Arkham or something. Tell Batman.
Like, she would stay in Arkham.
Yeah, but I mean, she was about to go there. She seemed like she wasn't gonna be able to get out. I mean, there's a chance. They're gonna have to put her back in the tax book. I think that's where this is going. Yeah. She needs to be in the tax book. But I do think that, I don't know, for me, I don't think I would have spared her.
Which one would you have preferred?
I get it, though. I get your point. Because, you know, for almost for, like, the good of all humanity.
Yeah, it's like the larger, the sacrifice.
Yeah.
You gotta kill
I'm on her boat.
Okay, both of you are bad people.
What?
Where would you prefer? Tax book or Arkham?
Tax book.
I would say Arkham only because I want to see her come back around like all of the other ones that get out. But it's very clear storyline-wise, she needs to go back in the tax book.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
She wreaks havoc. It's too much.
She does wreak a lot of havoc.
She's kind of like... What do you call it when the person's like super powerful too? Like they could probably end up taking... So it's too much to be in the story all the time. It's kind of like what they were calling Captain Marvel for a bit. You know, like Deuce McKenna or something. Yeah. Okay.
Ryan, you know these kind of words, Ryan.
The Flash. I mean,
The Flash. Yes.
I think it's called Superhero, right?
No, okay, you're
never
done.
Never mind.
We're done. We're done with that. Any last thoughts on this episode before we wrap up and get to some news and gossip? Season 1, Episode 7 of The Line.
AfterBuzz TV
take it away.
News. Looks like we're getting into some news and gossip. News and gossip. Guess what, guys? DC's Harley Quinn is a hit. Forbes actually did an incredible article that says Harley Quinn series is absolutely incredible. And, you know, it's true when it's in Forbes. DC remains one of the strangest streaming services because it doesn't have anything. And yet, when it does have something, it's calling them amazing. And this is topping the list. We're calling Titans at this point the second best superhero show of the year, right? And I think it's not. I don't think it's. I think it's in the top five. I'll put it in the top five.
Definitely.
But
say top five.
I think Watchmen is the top. I'm so sorry. And a lot of people really like Daredevil season 3. That was like,
I think Doom Patrol was great too.
Doom Patrol is actually on that list list as well. But we definitely have that 13 episode first season, and of course we get another 13 episodes. So a 26 episode order is already given by DC, so look for from Harley Quinn.
Yay!
Forget that. How Harley are you?
Shoot. Are we starting with me?
Yes.
You're both looking at me.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We're looking at you.
So
Ivy, we're looking at you.
The part where she feels bad and decides to stay with Kite Man, like sincerely apologize, and then says, I'm his girlfriend, and he's like, yeah, you know, super dorky. I found myself in that because I've been in that situation.
Have you been in the situation where you try to hide a guy?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Okay, well, that says, I mean, she was definitely trying to hide Kite Man.
Absolutely.
She is like, let's go to movies, let's go to somewhere dark, let's go to the sewers.
Well, they're so different from each other, and I totally understand why she would be embarrassed by him, but he's the good guy in the end. Yeah. So, you know.
He's a sweetheart.
She came around.
He's a sweetheart. She came around. Yeah. I mean, Chauncey, have you been in a situation where you try to hide a guy?
What? Like, maybe, but that's not what I was going to pick. What I was going to pick of how Harley are you was when Clayface was actually trying to give his characterization and people really didn't want to hear it. And he really worked hard on his character.
Brenda?
Yeah.
When he was Brenda? And he was like, and Brenda has braces because she's coming up for a relationship.
Braces. And no one wanted to really respect his artistic craft.
Yeah.
And I felt that.
And he went,
or when they check, when they say, check your weapon.
Yes, and he says, action prepared. He's like, well, if I kill someone with my acting, it's on you. Yeah, respect the craft,
that's
guys.
So funny. Like, yo, he's definitely very funny. It's definitely Brenda. Brenda was definitely highlight. Brenda. He's like, and he had a whole backstory, not another backstory. He's like, he went through the backstory. My Harley moment's going to be Joker. So let's get
this
to
is not
where
fair.
Can
this
find
is not
you.
Fair.
I love the Joker. I love the Joker. Yeah, but he was, though, always there. Where can people find you if you want to be found? Tatiana.
My name is Tatiana Marisa at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms.
Of course, Chauncey.
And you can find me on Rotten Tomatoes as I am a Rotten Tomatoes Film and TV critic with all my reviews there.
And of course, you can find me at I Am Tehran all across the board, hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz After Shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows too. Until next time's Harley.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.